I think Dorothy Wordsworth's influence on lyrical ballads is enormous. It's not visible from just reading the poems, because obviously she didn't write any of the poems, but she's there in the background of lots of them. In some of the poems, she's actually there, for example, in lines written a few miles above Tintern Abbey, what appears to be a long monologue, a meditative poem, suddenly shifts as the poet addresses his dear, dear sister, and you realise that she's been there all the time. So she is there in the poems. She's also in one of Coleridge's poems that's published in Lyrical Ballads, The Nightingale. He talks about listening to the nightingale and refers to my friend and my friend's sister. So she's referred to, though not by name. But I think when you read the letters and her journals, you realise just what an important presence she was. She was living with her brother Wordsworth, William Wordsworth, and he had this very difficult period in France during the Revolution. He was separated from his lover, and he'd never met his baby, who he'd fathered while he was in France. And so he came back to England in really quite a bad way psychologically. And Dorothy Wordsworth was enormously important in helping him recover. And then when Coleridge comes on the scene and meets both of them, he's absolutely thrilled with her as well. She was obviously a very, very intelligent, sensitive woman, incredibly observant. And I think just her interest in what they were doing was enormously important for both of them. I think having a good listener is always terribly important for any creative person. You need somebody to talk to. But she's also recording things as well. She's very, very observant of the natural world. So we know quite a lot about the poems because of the journals she was keeping. And you can tell from the way she writes how she's very, very sensitive to natural detail.